So how many of Harper's decisions do you think are ideologically driven?
Well, there are a great number of the not only the gun registry, but the whole approach to sentencing of criminals and taking away discretionary authority from judges is an immensely regressive step, with having minimum sentences that are going to be imposed on human beings, when all the evidence by criminologists, not only in Canada but around the world, say this is the wrong approach to dealing with criminals. The right approach is to do your very best to rehabilitate, and in many cases this means much shorter sentences are better than longer sentences, and certainly the treatment of prisoners, it should be something other than punitive. It's an approach to the law that Texas in the U.S. used to be the worst symbol of, and ironically, the government of Texas has recently repudiated their whole punitive approach to criminal law and have moved into a sort of progressive and reform and treating prisoners like human beings. And they found that this is not only much more effective because the rate of return of criminals is much lower than when you have long sentences, but it's also therefore lower cost if you have fewer people in prisons and for shorter terms. So any way you look at it, it makes more sense to abandon what I'll call here the old Texas approach to criminal justice, which Mr. Harper has adopted. But it has to be, on his part, an ideologically driven decision that has absolutely nothing to do with evidence. And that's tragic. It's tragic for Canadian society as well as for the criminals that are involved in the sentences.
At this point, with a conservative majority, what do you think can be done to prevent some of these ideological decisions being passed and made into laws?
Well, there are a whole variety of rules and procedures that opposition parties can take, and they can hold up bills and measures for a considerable period of time. But in the final analysis, Mr. Harper has a majority of seats in the House, even though about 60% of Canadians voted against him, voted for other parties. He does have, in the parliamentary tradition, a majority, and at some point he has the right to have a vote on his legislation. So I think some of the worst legislation can be held up by the NDP, and maybe some of it held up long enough that he withdraws it. But I regret to say a good part of his regressive agenda is likely to be adopted into law.
In terms of a new leader for the NDP, which is needed at this point, you've given your support to, his last name was Top, I don't recall his first name. Can you tell me a bit about why you think he's a good leader for the NDP?
With pleasure. He was born here in Montreal, and he is fluently bilingual. He speaks both languages with great clarity. He is a passionate social democrat. He served at the highest levels in the government of Saskatchewan. He was a senior advisor to Premier Roy Romano when Mr. Romano was in government in Saskatchewan, so he's had experience at the provincial level. He actually knows how governments work, and he has been either the campaign manager or one of the senior most people in the last three federal campaigns that Mr. Layton did so well in. And I've seen him up close and personal, particularly in those contexts, and I know him to be an immensely intelligent man, very capable. And of all the candidates, if we're picking someone now to take Mr. Harper on, and that has to be our criteria, for the first time we're consciously selecting a leader who Canadians are going to assess about whether he or she is capable of being a prime minister right away and taking on Mr. Harper. And for me, Mr. Top is clearly that man, very capable, very committed to social democratic values, and obviously I hope he wins.
Yeah, what would be a better stance for the NDP?
I think the NDP is a challenge right now because a lot of our effective spokespersons are running for the leadership. And Nicole Turmel is a tremendous person, is a new member of parliament herself. And therefore, it's very challenging right now for the party. As I say, our men and women who have been, on the whole, the most capable are running for the leadership. We now have 9 candidates, so we have a bit of a challenge now. But I think as soon as the leader is picked, he or she, and I hope it's a he, I hope it's Mr. Topp, will be back in the House of Commons and leading a very aggressive but informed campaign against those things that Mr. Harper is doing that are opposed by the majority of Canadians.
I've got to go now.
Okay, thanks very much for talking to me.
It's been a pleasure. Yeah.